Guided reflection exercise on the four agendas. Now, let's integrate your learning about the four agendas for collaboration through the following guided reflection practice. I invite you to sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor and start bringing your attention to yourself. Notice your breathing and move your attention from your thinking mind to your feeling mind, noticing your body, the temperature, the pressure, and how you're feeling. You can close your eyes or keep them slightly open, whatever helps you to turn your attention inwards and reflect better. Breathe in and imagine that you're joining a collaboration initiative with an amazing group of people who are very interested in supporting a cause very close to your heart. Perhaps in education, health, the environment, you can choose your favorite area. During the group's gatherings, you get the opportunity to share quality time and personal stories with other members of the group. Through the conversations, you can feel trust growing among yourselves, and you can feel your heart activate by the strong relationships that you are becoming part of. During the gatherings, the group also hosts learning processes. There, you are able to hear about diverse hypotheses about the problem that you're addressing, and you're able to interview some of the people affected by the problem. And you're also able to share your insights and learn from other people's insights. You can feel your mind activated by the new learning and the curiosity of what's possible. Notice how you're feeling having the opportunity to connect and learn with this group. What happens to your body? What emotions do you experience? In addition, this group also offers processes to help its members find alignment, build a shared intent for their work together. In fact, all members dedicate time to agree on their common vision, realizing that this work is larger than one individual and even larger than the group. The feeling of the group is one of connection with something transcendent, meaningful, that feels powerful. Finally, the group also creates the space for its members to implement, prototype, and make their ideas happen. You find yourself in implementation mode, prototyping and identifying what works and what needs to be enhanced. Your hands get activated with the doing. So breathe in and out and notice what happens to yourself. What happens when you have the experience of being in a collaborative group that cultivates connection, learning, alignment, and action, particularly to create the change they want to see? How do you feel? What emotions do you experience? How is your energy level? You can write down some notes. The way that you just felt after experiencing connection and being in alignment with others while learning and making things happen together is a feeling that you want all the people in your collaborations to have. Our hypothesis is that collaborations only work when the teams include the four agendas in their work together: connection, learning, alignment, and action. This work helps participants engage with their hearts, minds, hands, and spirit, having a holistic approach to engage whole systems. Now, to help you notice where you stand regarding the four agendas, please reflect on the following questions. You can also find them in the module reflection sheet. Which of the four agendas do you personally tend to favor? Which might you tend to disfavor and why? This may be something that you're trying to avoid or prevent. And also, looking at the collaboration that you will be focusing on during the course, which agendas are you collectively favoring? Which agendas might you be collectively neglecting? And what might you miss or lose if you collectively stick to these biases?